tuned in to Lotus FM. Welcome to a medical feature called Hey Doc. World Thyroid Day, 25th May, is dedicated to the recognition of the thyroid disease burden, those who are affected, as well as all professionals who are committed to the international study and treatment of thyroid illnesses. One such professional is Dr. Fatima Hussain, a specialist surgeon at Applestate Hussain and Associates with an interest in breast, thyroid and parathyroid health management. Her medical practice is dedicated to managing breast and thyroid health patients in Southern Africa. According to Dr. Hussain, many South Africans are still rather unaware of what the thyroid is, let alone thyroid cancer. For that reason, they do not know what to look out for. She's here with us today to tell us more about thyroid cancer. If you have a question, you can send it to us on 071-613-7803. Dr. Hussain, welcome to Lotus FM and good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you and all your listeners. Thank you so much for having me. I'm well, thank you.
Thank you so much for making the time to speak with us as well, Doctor. Before we talk about thyroid cancer, please tell us what exactly is thyroid, where is it located, and also what is the function of it in the human body?
So the thyroid is a little gland. It sits in the neck, just in front of your windpipe or your breathing pipe. Most people know it as the trachea. It looks like a little butterfly, and it produces a thyroid hormone. This thyroid hormone is actually responsible for a lot of the metabolic functions that happen in the body, like growing, muscle function, like your heart muscle function and brain development, and also for maintaining bone health. So it's a very important little gland.
How prominent is thyroid cancer in South Africa, Doctor?
So it's actually not a very common cancer. In 2020, it was described as only the 20th most prevalent cancer, which means exactly it's very uncommon. And in 2020, they noted that only about 1,300 cases were actually reported. So it's not common, and it's very treatable, but that doesn't reduce its importance. It's something that you want to diagnose early because it is so treatable.
Who is at risk of getting affected by thyroid cancer?
So the typical person is somebody that's older than 40. It's usually a female. Most women are affected more commonly than males if they've had some radiation, especially in the neck area. A lot of people who have diets that are low in iodine, so people that don't eat a lot of green vegetables and that sort of thing. There are certain hereditary conditions that predispose you to developing thyroid cancer. I'm not sure if many people have heard of things like Hashimoto's disease and Graves' disease. There are some genetic factors that can predispose you. Other autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis. And obviously the common things like obesity and smoking and a poor lifestyle.
And doctor, can thyroid cancer be prevented?
Not entirely, but to a certain degree, I suppose it can. And the preventable things are, you can't prevent aging, you can't change your gender. But things like obesity, smoking, eating a healthier diet, those are things that can be changed. If you know that you have a disease like Hashimoto's or Graves, or you have a family familial predisposition to thyroid diseases, you can get screening for your thyroid and go commonly to the doctor or frequently to the doctor so that you can get diagnosed early if you have a predisposition to developing a thyroid cancer.
Doctor, what are some of the symptoms of thyroid cancer that one can be on the lookout for?
So unfortunately, the majority of thyroid cancers are actually asymptomatic, meaning that they don't actually present with any symptoms. But things that can indicate that you have a thyroid problem or thyroid cancer, things like a lump in the neck that you can maybe feel on the skin, or you may feel like a tightness in your neck. Sometimes patients complain of difficulty breathing or difficulty swallowing. They may complain of voice changes and hoarseness, the typical sudden, you know, when you have a flu and your voice changes, but that it doesn't go back to normal. Mm-hmm. That is something that you should actually have checked out. Pain is a very rare symptom of thyroid disease, but it is very important. So if you have a persistent pain in the neck or throat, definitely have that checked out.
Okay, we are going to take a quick song break and we'll be right back to find out more from specialist surgeon Dr. Fatima Hussain. We are chatting about thyroid cancer this morning. For your question that you have for her, 071-613-7803 is the number.